Congratulations to this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week.
1, 2, 3.
In Toulon, Illinois, it's Eric Hansen at Stark County High School with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Stark County Lady Rebels cross-country team. Let's hear it. Woo! All right, let's meet the Stark County Lady Rebels cross-country team.
Olivia Frail, junior. Josie Price, junior.
Emily Ulrich, freshman.
Lena Becker, sophomore.
Ashley Ulrich, freshman.
Sarah Fairfield, sophomore.
Alyssa Dykin, sophomore.
Trinity Shimmons, sophomore.
Go with the coach of the Stark County Lady Rebels cross country team, Bob Rennick. And Bob, a lawyer by trade, I hear.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, what gets you over here getting these girls running cross country? How's that in your blood?
My daughter was a cross country runner, so they brought me in to first be a high school distance coach, and then I got the cross country program after that.
Yeah. And you got the boys and girls.
We have the boys and girls.
Yeah. Runner all your life?
Yeah, I've been a runner for quite some time.
Yeah. So how does a coach get a cross country team charged up? Do you have help, or is it just you and the runners?
It's just myself and the runners. Yeah. But what I'll tell you is that the program's really not mine. It belongs to the kids. Yeah. What makes them successful is that they all work extremely hard, and that every one of these girls works as hard as the next one. So actually, the program itself, it really belongs to them.
One of the parents, or just a fan, thought you guys were so special. We didn't necessarily nominate you. It was a fan. It was a message we got and said, you got to put these guys on the list. They went to a meet and did really great. The Lincoln Trail Conference meet, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we won conference this year, and the Lady Rebels have won conference 2 out of the last 3 years.
Yeah. Tell me, are there some leaders on this team? They're all standing here, so you probably got to mention them all. But
I've got two juniors that kind of set the tone for everybody, Olivia Frail and Josie Price. And then again, every one of these girls sets the standard for every other girl, and nobody wants to let anybody down. And they've been at this since June. They've been working since June, and the results show it.
Yeah. Coach, what would a cross-country team and these girls do with $1,000 if we brought that back in a few weeks?
Well, one of the things that we do a lot of is recovery. So there's a lot of devices that help get you recovered. Mm. And there's some stuff that there's some leg sleeves that you could put on somebody that help recover legs. So that was one of the things that I was considering.
Yeah. And tell me about some things you got coming up, some meets you got coming up that you're excited about, the girls are excited about.
Well, we've got the Patriot, which is this Saturday, that really is kind of speed work for us, but we've got a regional, and this team has absolutely got a shot to win that regional. They have every opportunity not just to qualify for state, but to win the regional. We go on to sectional. Right now we're ranked 5th in our sectional for all the teams that they're in the sectional. And if we finish top 5, then this team goes on to state.
Well, we're here for the girls today, but you got the boys back here smiling. They're in the room. Talk about them, too.
We do.
Doing well?
We do. We've got a boys team. This is the first year we've had an opportunity to run a boys team because we haven't had enough guys to do it.
Yeah.
We've got our first Lincoln Trail Conference all-conference runner as a male is Riley Down, who's over there. And they have a real opportunity to advance out of the regional into a sectional.
I might have brought enough t-shirts for the boys, but the girls get first pick.
If you're willing to have these guys wear a t-shirt.
Well, thanks, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way. We got a plaque, t-shirts. Thanks for waiting for me. I hope you filled your time because I got lost on the way. I don't know how I got lost on the way to Toulon.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate the acknowledgement because, again, these girls have been working hard since June to get to this point, and it's nice to see people recognize them for what I see every day.
Yeah. Well, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
All right.